This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Macoupin County Clerk Pete Duncan. Welcome to the show, Pete.
Thanks for having me on.
Pete, we're going to discuss a couple topics today. I guess we can just call it election information is what we'll be discussing. But first off, back at the very end of October, your office mailed out brand new voter cards to everybody in Macoupin County. And, of course, they probably have received them. But just to go back on this, have you had a few people who didn't, or how did it go as far as the mailing?
Yeah, it sounds like we had a few people that did not get their cards, so hopefully we've gotten them squared away so they're ready to vote in 2018. And of course, we've had quite a few cards come back where the information was incorrect. And That's exactly what this whole process is for, is to make sure we get our voter file up to date and accurate, save some taxpayer money, and make Election Day run more smoothly. So it's doing what it needs to do. I would just remind everyone, if you did not get a card, either check our website, give us a call. Let's figure out what's going on with your voter registration. And the same token, if you got a card for someone who no longer lives at your residence, if you could just flip it over and fill out the information saying that person no longer lives there, sign it, mail it back in, we'd be able to get them off the voter rolls at that address, which would be a big help.
Typically, most of the time with not getting your voter card, it's probably because you've changed an address or something like that, correct?
Yeah, a lot of times it's just that you've moved and you hadn't had a chance to update your voter registration. The other thing that we run into a lot is if you used to have a P.O. box, but you got rid of it, but you didn't update the voter registration, it gets bounced back to us, or vice versa. You never had a P.O. box, now you do. So, those are the most common reasons for sure.
On to something that is an upcoming issue. We have a primary election coming up in 2018. And on Monday, as far as Macoupin County, and I guess most of the state, the filing deadline for candidates ended, and I thought maybe we could go through, as far as Macoupin County, I know there's going to be a lot of state issues too, but of the things affecting mainly Macoupin County, what did you see since the deadline has now passed?
We've got quite a few offices up in 2018, and we had quite a few filings. So county clerk, county treasurer, and sheriff are all up, and all of the incumbents filed, and we're the only ones to file. In our county board districts, we have 6 districts out of the 9 that are up for a 4-year term, as well as District 5, which is down in Gillespie. That's one seat is up for a 2-year unexpired. We've got candidates in every seat all across the county. At the moment, there's only 2 primaries where we potentially have some competition. One of those is in District 1, which is down in Staunton. With the Democrats, there's 3 candidates there. And then the other one is District 4, which is the Mount Olive area, and on the Democratic side, and we've got 3 candidates there. We had probably about 50 precinct committeemen file between the 2 parties. So we've got quite a few filings just in Macoupin County, let alone what happened up in Springfield last week as well.
These filings, as you said, not many contested this time, but because that's right now, what we'll be dealing with is just party versus party members, right?
Right. This is just for the nominations. March 20th will be the primary where we'll decide nominees, and then obviously November 6th next year will be the big election across the state and across the country.
Yeah, it's we're back to another big one. After the presidential, it went down a little bit, and soon we'll be back into the mode of a lot of offices up for election coming. I was going to ask you, on the primary, we've been talking about candidates, but there's also a deadline for referendum-type questions or things like that. That deadline is not here yet, and maybe you could tell us about that deadline and if there's been any filings.
Yeah, so for referendums, that will not be until January that they have to be turned into my office in order to get on the ballot. And as of right now, there's only one referendum that has been officially filed. The county board voted to have an advisory referendum, which basically means it's just a poll, in the Shipman-Medora area about creating a special service area for the ambulance service and whether there should be a property tax levied for that. So that's the only one we've got so far, but January 2nd would be the actual last day for any other districts that want to have a referendum go on the ballot, have that be approved by the district, and then they've got a few more weeks to get it up to my office.
We talk about this every year, but as you said, even with voter cards, some things get passed over or forgotten, and lots of ways to vote. And when will we actually be seeing, you know, it's so early now, when will we see some people can vote if they choose to vote early?
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. So March 20th is primary day, which seems like it's so far away, but actually December 20th, just a little over a week away, will be the first day to apply to vote by mail. We actually won't mail any ballots until February 8th. That'll be the first day for early voting as well, if folks want to come up to the courthouse and register to vote with us. And then folks will be voting every day from February 8th all the way until March 20th on the primary day. So election day seems like it's very far away, but in all reality, folks are going to be voting here rather quickly.
And one final thing I'd like to go over with you again. There are now a number of ways you can get registered to vote. If somebody has a problem or they've just moved into the area or whatever the reason may be, just a brief overview of how they can get registered?
Absolutely, yeah. So, one, if you're already registered in Macoupin County and you've got your voter's card that you hopefully received just last month, you can flip that over. Write in any new registration information for us, mail it in, we can get you updated. If you need to register for the first time or you've lost your voter's card and need to get that registration changed, you can come into our office, we can get you registered. City clerks and some other officials all across the county are deputy registrars, you can register with them. You can register to vote by mail. There's a form you can print out on our website, MacoupinVotes.com. Fill that out, mail it in. And then there's also online registration as well. You can go to Macoupin Votes. We've got a link right from there. It'll take you to a state website where you type in your information and your driver's license number, and it gets sent directly back to us for us to get you registered. So at this point, there really is just a multitude of ways to get your registration on file or up to date, whichever the case may be, and really no excuse not to get it done. Whether you choose to vote or not, at least you'd have the opportunity if you want to.
Pete Duncan, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Always a pleasure.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.